for coming this evening. Many of you would have been to the hotel in the past years. We were across from Boston Bound just a moment ago. We started in January about 2009, formed our friendship in a very big way, where he helped me raise much needed funds to help children who to live in the same family life that we have here in Australia and to many countries in the world. And a lot of people might not know how Steve feels about helping other people, and today in his new career and his new life, he's doing exactly that. Working down at Greenacres is the place near his heart. Obviously we wish you all the best in his new endeavours a bit later on. But I just probably thought it was important to start reflecting upon why we chose this location. Some people said, why didn't we go to Wollongong? Because that's where he started working. He spent a lot of his time. We really thank everybody who's made the trip up from all the way to come. They probably is Ben from Wollongong. I'm sure they're and as my husband said recently, I'm fucking Batman, and I said, well, did you enjoy it? He's not here yet, he's learning for that one. I'll put him out. Anyway, back to proceedings. So Steve's not a person who stands on too much ceremony. If you know him well, you'll know that he refused to attend any of the presentation or awards presentations that we've had over the years. And so he would have avoided getting any medals and certificates of appreciation. But I know you've got them. I was going to say, as you went to the right place to get them. So we're really not going to sort of stand here and talk about his illustrious career, because he knows who he is and he knows what he's achieved over that time. And those of us who've worked with him will know how hard he's worked and how diligent he has been. But most importantly, that he's been the glue for any place that he's ever worked in. And it is the very reason why I asked him to come and join me at Work for Safety when I transferred there in 2010, because we had a team that needed some joy brought to it, that needed to work closely together in a time of change of legislation and a whole heap of other stuff that went on. And really, without Steve backing me up in that process, it would have been a much harder job than what it was. He did manage to just bring a lot of cohesion to the team, and not just in our team in workforce, in working for safety and safety strategy, which Josh Lynn now has, but really across workforce safety, which is why Ed can say that what he said, which I'm not going to repeat, about having a great time with other people's shoes. we extended the stuff that we did with Plan, which is my charity, into the workplace, and we just had such a great time. And you're all standing here today because of that great time that we had with Steve. So I'm not going to be one to sort of say achieve this and this and that accolade, because I don't think that means a lot to you. What means a lot to him is that you're all standing here to say farewell to him after nearly 30 years of being a policeman. And I think being a policeman is the thing that makes him feel a success, because that's what we're in at a great time. That's what was really important to him, is just being out there on the street making him. The first thing that we would like to give Steve is this gift. It's a traditional gift given to people. She was going to say, well, the king will have me, guys, and I'm pleased. So most of us will know, wherever we're here, because we've been in the COPS or associated with COPS, we'll know what the medals are. There's the Long Service Medal, Ethical Service Medal. Peer Support Officer, which is really important this one here. Just, again, it shows the mark of the man that he gave himself to actually help other people. So we encourage you to come along and have a look at those things. Yeah. Not yet. I'm making up for all those times you didn't turn up. Come and have a look at these later on. You'll see the accolades that Steve's earned over his time. So that is the fun stuff. So thank you. Just need one other form. Do you want to say a few words about those before we go on? Or later on?
She's completely unprepared because I've been on 3 months long service leave, so it's just not full of work stuff. But I wouldn't have not come today. I only worked with Steve for a short period of time, and yes, maybe not, so thank you very much. Packed to the rafters, learned a lot about that. And the road trips, I'm just a bit peeved I didn't get an opportunity to do a road trip with you because there was an awful lot of stories about that and after and
underwear.
Yeah. You might regret not getting the opportunity to work with you longer, but thank you for all your efforts to put in while you were working with us. So thank you.
Thanks
very
much.
Part of Steve's life was working in communications, so communications group, operational communications and information farm. That's where I had the pleasure of working with Steve for 5 years. But I would really like to ask Ben Brown to step up and say a few words and enlighten us and remind us of the time that he had with Steve over that time.
Long speech presented to Steve. Going back to my years with Steve in communications group, I rang up past legal services and I'm out of here. This has been a history for me and Steve anyway. I first met Steve in 1995, I think it was, in GDs in at Lake Illawarra at the time. Shortly thereafter, Steve went to his place for the radio test. What was that? Thing you? No idea. I worked next to the DDs for a number of years, drove past every day, what was going on there. So Steve said, mate, why don't you come and join the radio techs? And in 1997, I took the plunge and joined the techs and have been here ever since. And throughout my time with Steve, there's a lot of guys here tonight who attest to it, their trips away and some of the work we've done around the countryside, trips to Bathurst, numerous other occasions that we've
spent.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. But it's a testament to Steve. He put me down this path of working in the Commons since then. Great place to work, and Steve brought a lot to the communication group, not only as his work today as a team leader, as a sergeant in the back of the base at Zeppelin. Looking after operational support, providing service around the state, but also his time working with, in the coordination role and the training role as well. And I think the text today probably still benefit from your work there, Steve. So, from a personal note, as I said, 1995, we met, Drew and myself have become good friends with Steve and Trish. And the family and extended family here tonight. So for that, thank you. Just from the behalf of communications group, thank you for your efforts over the years and well done in your career.
So now for our thank Wayne. This is a certificate of service. We've been very fortunate in high places and I've been able to get some things very much. Cassie, thank you very much for having me. This often doesn't sometimes come until a time after a person has left the organisation, but this is the official certificate of service signed by the Commissioner of Police. I'm just going to read what it says. Was a member of the New South Wales Police Force from 24 September 1984 until his retirement on 17 July 2014. Having attained the rank of sergeant, and having been awarded the following honours: the National Medal, First Class of the National Medal, Commissioner's Second Century Citation, and New South Wales Police Force Medal, and a 25-year class to the Police Medal. So congratulations, Steve, on that. Thank you. More things I want to do. Obviously, I alluded to just friendship at the beginning of my talking. and there's just one other gift that we would like to give Steve. This is a photograph that's procured recently. And we just thought that this was really the memory that most of us will have of him.
I'm not dead yet. No.
This is who people think of you as, a music man, the guy that, you know, brings us all together. It's the stuff that gets us all partying together. And so this actually says to Stephen from your friends in the South Park Police Force, 2014. And we hope that your hands are up and Trish, and please make sure, where are you, Trish? We'll be going with you. That your hands are up in a place of pride.
No, this is the bathroom.
I'll make sure my sister Van Hunt and I too will enjoy the friendship and the poor family as well.
Yeah,
well, he's got the motor. Because we're all been very, very proud to be part of your life and to be a friend of yours. Thank you very much. So she's been heckling from the back. There is one last thing that we always like to do, and that is to thank the partner of the person who's been in the organisation, because it is the police family. And so, Cheryl, my flower girl, could you please come forward? And Trish, could you please come forward? Trish, please accept these flowers. It's just a small token. This is Laura. It's just a small token of our appreciation to you. You can tell by that glass of it's just a small token of our appreciation to you as being a supporting person. Throughout his policing career, because often without our families and friends standing behind us, it's a very difficult job to do. So thank you very much.
You don't want to say anything. Yeah, he's first saying on the moon. I have had some fantastic times in the police. I've met some fantastic people. And there's some people here today from back in my day, Chirilla, Glenn over there. He gave me numerous sources of amusement back in the 80s. When he forgot the analyst report for a drug matter, we went to court. Thanks for running to Glenn. The magistrate asked him, on such and such a day, were you working with senior constable Hughes? And he said, no. And the magistrate looks at him, and the prosecutor's looking, and he said, we'll drive you around, but we weren't working. Yes, trips away. I used to have a ritual where I used to say to people, you come away with me, as soon as we go to a motel, we've got to get a six-pack of beer and, you know, remember, lie around in our underpants. So we used to lie around in our underpants and drink a six-pack of beer before we'd go out. And there was this new guy, and he heard the stories, and we're driving down the road, and we went and got a six-pack of beer, and he said, we really have to lie in our underpants.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. Look, thanks very much for everyone that's organised tonight. Steve has taken ill. He's got a serious stomach complaint, which has been going on for a long time. So my thoughts with Steve is he was in my team there at work, and he would be crook fairly regularly. Yeah, it was
very sorry.
Yeah. I've actually got two guys that I joined the academy with. And they are a pair of palookas. This is Bob and Mark. You just come here for a minute, and I just want to show you what we look after 30 years. It's been actually 30 years this month. Look at this fine figure. And Bob over here, let's take a photo of him. You're not having it, Bob. No, you're not talking stories. So that's what it looks like. And I've had some really, really good memories. I remember when I first went into the academy, It was the very first day I met Mark, and it was on grand final day 1984. And he looked at me and he said, "I bet you want to go for a beer." And I said, "Yeah." And we met Bob the next day. He stood up in the class and he would say his name. He said, "Can you say your name?" And he said, "Yeah, Robert Cecil Whitley." So anyhow, thanks very much for being friends. We don't live in each other's pockets, but we're still really good friends. I've had some really good friends at Leather Top. Katha over here it's been never-ending source of encouragement and friendship from Katha and Grant and people like that, Ed and Justine, the godfather. It just goes in a ranch. You're still a good-looking man. It just goes on and on and on. Yeah, the Rua boys down there, like anyone that doesn't know me might appreciate that I actually don't know anything about electronics. I worked in electronics for a long time. All I knew was green was good, red was bad, Bobby. He's fighting. I've known Bob for a long time. He's been a never-ending source of amusement and support, Bob. Mainly amusement, but support. Which reminds me, radio about sex. I was looking after a section. There's a guy called Dave Bubble. And he comes up to me one day, and he said, "Steve, I've got to take some sick leave." I said, "How much sick leave do you need?" He said, "An hour." And I said, "What do you want an hour of sick leave for without me first?" And he said, "Look, I've got to go get a vasectomy around the corner." And I said, "Are you kidding?" I said, "You're not going to have an hour sick leave for a vasectomy, you idiot." And he goes, "All they do is cut the red wire." 3 hours later, the phone rings. "Oh no." 10 days off. So all those wonderful people, I thought some wonderful friendships. People say, "Would you join the police again?" Knowing what I know now, I'd probably say, "So sure." But do I regret joining, which is the main thing? I'd have to say 100% no. 100% no. Yeah, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you.
Just before we finish up, just a couple of thank yous to Anna. Thank you again for all the years, but especially tonight, this is probably the last time we're doing this. Thank you, it's been really special for the version. I just want to thank all the musicians that have always turned up, to all of the events that we've ever run, the planning things, Greg, this is my primary. Terry, it's been a fantastic supporter, and his band. And Dave is here tonight as well. And Mark, you've been amazing. But can we have a car? That's a real question. So all of you guys, I just want to thank Steve Busco and Steve Lee, who's got the funny guy. I know he'd be sorry not to be here because he'd be all over there. Because I think you two formed a great friendship within that small team, doing great things, and also Ben Brown for organising the trips, the work song in the background, getting this done tonight so I can enjoy it. And Ed for coming to do the MC thing, and that's it. I did. Is anyone ready for
it? Thanks, Kat!
Some more music, thanks, Kat.
That's it. Thanks, everybody, for a great time.
While I'm sober, and then we're going to have the legendary Terry Serio band up.